It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, we, the people and taxpayers, would all be better served if our national elected leaders focus their time and energy on restoring and expanding job opportunities here in the USA and strengthening America's economy. That has certainly not been the case as we watched national leaders wrangle over raising America's debt ceiling, which places additional debt obligations on all of us and on future generations of Americans. The fact that America owes money and interest to any foreign country or any financial institution is not complimentary to our national elected leaders. In their effort to reduce our national debt, they should focus on evaluating the programs that actually do work and then provide funding for those programs based on the income America generates to support government services and not be borrowing money to accomplish goals America cannot afford. For hundreds of years, immigrants from around the world came to America to share in the American dream. Now, with the rising debt ceiling in the USA, every American, man, woman, and child, owes over $45,000 toward the debt American leaders enacted, but without the funding to back up their plans. If national leaders were looking out for America's best interest, we would not be in debt, we would have more jobs available than people to fill them, and America's businesses, workers, families, communities, and future would be the envy of the world. If elected officials put all of their efforts toward representing the American people who elected them, we would not be in the situation America finds itself today. So I urge you to remain in contact with your national elected leaders on issues that concern you and let them know it is their obligation to represent you and the needs of the American people first. Placing debt on all of us and on future generations is not what we sent them to Washington to do. Thanks for supporting the Buy American Made campaign. As you can see, together our voices are being heard, and we are more united in our support for America's workers and the businesses that are employing them. So I urge you to look for, ask for, and be sure to support American Made products first. This is Michael Blehosh, and I would like to invite you to send me your comments and suggestions. I have an email link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.